This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Happy to bring answers to questions here as we discuss the issues of the day, things that matter to you, the people that are all about making noise, whether they think they're going to make noise or not. Sometimes people do things expecting to get attention and wanting attention, and other times people do stuff that they don't intend to be the focus of people's scrutiny. For example, Jennifer,
yes.
The owner of an old missing purse, been gone for decades. The purse was found.
It's like a Hallmark movie, you know, and then you find it and return it.
Right.
And fall in love.
Yes. Well, I don't know about falling in love. Anyway, the purse was found under the floorboards of a Texas school. The woman who owned the purse, the video was posted to Facebook, and the League City Historical Society, with the information about this purse found under the stage. They were renovating the city school there when the building was turned into a community center. So they opened up the bag, and there were pictures and some other things belonging to a woman named Beverly Williams, who lost the bag many years ago in that building. It was full of things. There was a wallet in there. There was a diary in there. Wow, this is cool. So it was sort of like back then, it would have been today's Facebook, right? You're putting everything down, sharing things about her love life, the boys she broke up with. There was a nail file, a journal, a calendar filled with messages from 1959.
That's cool.
Inside the purse. So the name appeared a number of times. But, you know, they didn't know how to find her. One of the photos in there was a picture of this lady when she was 9 months old in 1946. So they figured she's 76. Yep, that would make sense. She was the youngest of four sisters. The mother signed the picture as Mrs. Williams. So they had a picture of these people, but they didn't know what her first name was. So they decided to share all these images on social media, hoping, obviously, that they would find whoever this Miss Williams was. And earlier this week, the Clear Creek School District announced that they had identified Miss Williams' daughter and the family. Miss Williams died a few years ago, but they found the purse, and they found the family, and apparently they were, this is a story that's in the Houston Chronicle, by the way, that they found Ms. Williams' daughter when she saw all the stuff she just cried. That's what you would do, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they picked up the purse, but I thought that was kind of cool. 63 years ago. So the daughter is blown away with the finding of this information, all the stuff about her mother. Yep.
That's cool.
Very cool. All right, here's what's not cool. Did I tell you in the last hour that I had a tick on my arm and I was taking
another
the tick
one?
Off? Yeah.
You're like the king of ticks.
Well, but here's the story. I didn't realize this until I was looking through one of the farm papers that I read every week. As I'm a farmer and do that program, The American Family Farmer. We talk about food and farm and family here on this program every single day. So I happened to be nosing around in one of the trades, and I found, guess what?
What?
There is a new Chinese longhorned tick.
Of course.
That is now available.
It hangs out with the murder hornet, doesn't it?
Right. The murder hornet that was early, was that this year or last year that we discovered? Last year,
mm-hmm.
Right. So it causes significant damage to humans. It's a blood-sucking tick, and it's harmful not only because there's a lot of pathogens in them, but they apparently are so strong, it looks like they've been bred to get through to cattle and to other livestock. So this is, and this is purely, I understand this, they want to wipe out our animals so that they can, you know, sell us their animals. The there's a story about a woman in New Jersey who has been complaining about tick bites. She had ticks all over her clothing. She had ticks all over. She's got a farm. She had sheep and cows. There were ticks. It was like they were multiplying. And apparently these things have been engineered to do just that. So here's one more example of the Chinese and whatever we're dealing with the Koreans, the Asians, if you will. And these ticks have been found in Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. They infest mammals, deer, raccoons, possums, fox, rabbits, groundhogs, skunks.
And talk radio hosts.
There have even been mice and talk radio hosts.
Right.
Right. So once again, another dose of friendly. Apparently, they haven't been too much on dogs. I don't know, because maybe dogs are moving too quickly. Although I get my Daisy gets most dogs around here get ticks on them, but I haven't seen any of these kind of ticks. And apparently, this tick hatches from an egg. It molts into six-legged larvae, and then into an eight-legged nymph.
And then it runs for Congress.
Yep. Yeah, maybe that's too much. Is that too much information? I don't know. I saw that and I thought, hey. Man, here we go again with these guys. Sometimes takes your breath away. Speaking of the bad guys, there are a couple of Russian pipelines. You must know this story about the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2.
Yeah.
Delivering gas from Russia to Europe. Apparently there's been some sabotage under the Baltic Sea. And the Russians said they admitted that it looks like it was intentional sabotage. But they're not sure who. And why? What do you mean you're not sure who and why? The Baltic pipeline was the pipeline that went to Germany, right? And some of the other European countries. So now there's a new pipeline. Now, some people say that the Polish pipeline, as it was opened, same day, the other pipeline had the damage, the sabotage. So the Polish have opened up a new pipeline to bring natural gas into Norway and Denmark and Poland and some of the other neighboring nations. So remember, was it really this year or last year when the Russians said, we're going to fix you guys. And so they quickly built this pipeline to supply themselves. So they're now okay for the winter, it would seem. That's all I know about this. You know more about it than I do?
Well, I mean, the Nord Stream pipelines have been a source of controversy for a while because, remember, Trump hadn't signed off on it because he didn't want to enrich Russia with all that money that they'd be making to supply Germany and other countries with the pipeline. When Biden came in, he signed off on the permits and let Putin take that over. Then he stopped energy development here at home, which resulted in the perfect storm for Vladimir Putin to be able to go into Ukraine and hold everybody basically over the fire. And so the question has been who destroyed pieces of the pipeline? Is it the United States secretly, like the CIA, to go undercover to try to take away some of the power of Vladimir Putin? Is it someone in Europe? Is it someone
outside?
It's
not unimaginable.
Did Putin do it himself? Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of theories as to who and why this would have happened. And so that's what people are trying to figure out.
Right.
And no one's been able to figure out who did it yet.
So, you know, the solution to this is to have an electric car. You don't need the gas anymore, right?
You sound like the governor in my state. Well, just get an electric vehicle.
Electric car.
You've got $70,000 under the mattress.
Right.
It's fine.
Exactly. There's a new electric flying car that was introduced in Dubai this week. And the firm that made it, guess where they're from?
China.
Hey! And the folks in Dubai, what do you call somebody who lives in Dubai? A Dubaian?
Dubanese.
A Dubanese?
No, I don't
okay.
know.
Sounds like a song. Duba, 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 duba.
They're an Emirate. Like a something, isn't it? Like,
anyway, Chinese say it's a great success. It was an unmanned flight. took place in front of 150 people at the Skydive. And this is the this week is a big global sort of tech exhibit there. And they that's where the X2 flying car came in. It's it went how much fast? Let me see. It went 80 miles an hour. And it can travel on the charge for 35 minutes. So you're flying at 80 miles an hour at 1,600 feet, and the thing runs out.
Yeah, minute 36, you go, uh-oh.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is the scene from Star Wars where those, you know, the Wookiees or whatever they were on the space racers, the bad guys, they push the space, Wookiees would push them into trees and they'd blow up. Ewoks,
I like how you say Wookiee.
Wookiee walk. They were Ewoks. I just read. Chris was doing Ewoks.
There right, are so Wookiees, but you just Wookiees. Say it's cute. Yeah.
Right. So shall we celebrate Social Security announcing the annual
celebrate
cost
while you can.
Right. Increases 8.5% for 70 million Americans who are the old-timers. Largest increase in the Social Security payments for next year since 1981. All right, last year the increase was 5%, so this is up a few more bucks. The number is calculated using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners from July through September. Okay, happy to hear that. So those of you who are on Social Security, who collect it, like me, then you're going to get a couple of more bucks. How about that? And just in time, the announcement comes just in time for the election. So, of course, you'll want to elect whoever it was that voted for this, because that's how we do it in this country. We buy your vote with your own money. It's very cool.
Never see us again.
No. All right, 18 after, this is Good Day.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gets better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This time every year, you start hearing all the talk about flu season. And of course, you can get a flu in the summertime, but that's, usually that's not what happens. Colds and flus are usually reserved for the winter months. And you know why? It's because the sun isn't high enough in the sky to give you the good heavy dose of vitamin D that you need. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son.
23 at the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay is out ill with COVID for the rest of the week. Okay, so that's the farm. Is that Luke? Yeah, that's Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan,
Right. Yeah. All right, so he was one of the, wasn't he one of the judges?
On American Idol.
He wasn't. There's so many of these shows. Is he still on America? I guess he is still on America, right?
Yeah, it's Lionel Richie and Katy Perry and Luke Bryan.
All right, so we were talking about changes in some of these shows, like What's-His-Face, who's been on for 23 seasons or whatever, is getting off.
Blake Shelton.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
he shocked a lot of people with this because Blake has been there since the beginning. He's one of the original judges. And remember, for a long time, it was him, it was Adam Levine, and the two of them would go back and forth. And I think a lot of people, when they thought Adam was leaving, thought maybe that the show would miss something. But Blake has been able to carry on, and it's been great.
Yeah.
And he's got this lifelong friendship with Carson Daly. He met his wife on the show. I don't think a lot of people thought he was going to leave, and he made the announcement on social media saying after a lot of soul-searching, he thought it was time to step away for a little while. And, I can understand. There's also rumors he's going to step away from music for a little while and just enjoy his life. He's been on the road and working for
on
a
the
long
road
time.
Again.
Like that. Yeah, but, you can understand. Maybe you take a break.
Speaking of all eyes being on people, in a moment we're going to update you on Giselle and Tom and what's really going on. Are they on the brink of divorce? We'll find out after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. So, Giselle and Tom heading for the supermarket sweep and probably life on their own. She commented on a post. She had a post with some relationship coach, and so this is what the quote read. You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who's inconsistent with you. Want me to read that again? Mm-hmm. You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who is inconsistent with you. That's pretty pretty focused, right?
Well, I think the story is that she thinks that he's not engaged enough with their relationship. Obviously, she was mad that he kept playing football. I mean, that seems to be pretty clear. Her friends are saying that he just won't budge when it comes to football. Uh-huh. But, you know who you marry. You're marrying one of the greatest football players ever. This is part of his life. This is.
It is. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what you expect.
I guess you expect to do something different. Unfortunately, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? 28 yeah. past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 5, get 5. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 5 people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers were working at least 4 separate crime scenes. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed 5 fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying, why didn't they ask him months ago to testify? The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. This as his country continues to bomb Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. A youngster, the Chicken Nugget Day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abba-dabba-do. 34 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, thinking that there's a whole raft of consumerism going on, and one wonders whether after you buy, I do this all the time when I'm buying something, did I pay too much for it? Right? You ever think that, Jennifer?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have paid that much for whatever it is. And then
You see something go on sale and you go, oh man, I got nailed on this one, right?
Yeah, right. And so there are those who are focused always on extremes. You know, I used to teach English, and the comparative and superlative degrees were always something people got confused, right? Something is good, it's better, or it's the best. So how much is there such a thing as paying too much for something that you really want? I think people sometimes just forget about what things cost. If they really want it, I want that. I'm going to go buy it. And then does that happen in your love life, personal relationships? Do you love sometimes somebody too much? And then it comes back, and then maybe you don't love. I was thinking about this, frankly, because we were just talking about Tom Brady and Ms. Bunchkin and what goes on there, and what is it with some people? How do some people match? How do they mate? How do they stay together? If they don't stay together, why don't they stay together? And whether it's nobody else's business, really, although we seem to love social media, likes to stick its nose into other people's business, I just find it interesting to really truly boil it down, because there's not much. You either get along with somebody or don't get along. Whatever the reasons are not important, right? It works or it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And why spend a lot of time trying to figure it out?
Because sometimes you can fix things. I mean, that's where the commitment word, that C word, comes in, yeah. Is that if you make a commitment to someone, I mean, at least the old school thought was that you actually, like, worked it out and tried
yes.
to fix it.
I mean, right, and people give up too easily these days.
And they
days.
Had a marriage that lasted 60 years before they passed.
Right. I think that happened. I'm going to a funeral on Saturday for a fellow. I went to his wife's funeral a couple of weeks ago, and he died right after she did. And I was thinking that very same thing about them. They had 8 years that were really rocky. They got married when they were in their 20s, and they had 3 children, and they had a good life. And then Alan started kind of veering off course, and that. But she stayed with him, man. She was a wonderful woman. And then the last 30 some odd years of their life, they were fabulous. They were fun.
Now, let me ask you this: you said what a wonderful woman, because she stayed with him even when he was obviously must have been philandering, like he was all over the place.
Well, I think
right?
he had some. He was, yeah. I think.
What would you say about a woman or a man who stayed with a woman who
same
was
thing.
All over the place? You would,
same
okay,
same. Yeah, same.
Interesting.
Thing. Yep, right. Okay, let's get to the monkeypox. Remember, a few months ago, monkeypox was all over the headlines. It was the new disease. Everybody's going to get it.
I think we didn't bite. That's the problem, right? Nobody, yep. like, freaked out as much as they
and
wanted
it's gone.
To.
Right. Now it's gone.
Imagine
right?
that. It's amazing.
Vanished.
How diseases work.
Yeah. Well, it's how the news media works as well. So there was a peak in August. A couple of people got it. And then the number of cases just in the last month down 85-90%. So this is a lesson, it seems to me, in news media coverage, getting people all worked up and all excited about, look out, you're going to get this and you'll die. Nonsense. There weren't that many people that had it in the first place. COVID got us all primed for this sort of thing, and then it's another deadly pandemic, the monkeypox. It's nowhere near as dangerous as COVID, but yet it was presented that way. And the only reason I bring this up is because it annoys the hell out of me when I look at these things and I think about where we were and what we did and how we approached it. It makes me angry to think, frankly, about how we ruined the lives of so many people because of COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID didn't have to. We didn't have to react to COVID the way we did.
No.
I don't think the way we reacted made one bit of difference. I think no matter.
I just think of all the fallout. Like the stuff, you know, people always say, oh, we saved lives. But did you? Because there were people who died alone in hospitals. There were mm-hmm. people who couldn't go to their doctor's appointments. We still don't know the scope of the people who weren't able to get their medical care because everything was shut down, if that had an impact. I mean, how often? I mean, I think about my friend Don, who we lost earlier in the year.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't even let anyone in the hospital with him. That's horrific. That's abusive. What if you needed a patient
yeah.
advocate and you don't get any of that? And so there are all of those things. Plus, then you say the kids were out of school. That's abusive. You put them back, you know, then they're back in, but they're wearing masks. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's right. There's so many other things that we haven't even considered aside from just who had COVID, who didn't, who died from it. And the impact is going to be really big for a long time, I think, for a lot of people and their families anyway.
All right, during the news break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some video security footage supposedly captured as a Trump aide moves boxes out of a storage room at Mar-a-Lago. just before the Justice Department ordered that all classified documents there be seized. What do you make of that? You must have talked about that on your show on KRLA.
We didn't actually. I hadn't heard much about it. I know there is surveillance. There's surveillance video of the stuff. The FBI wanted the stuff turned off. I don't know that anybody knew they were coming, though. So that would be kind of... It'd be because everybody was surprised and taken off guard that they actually showed up. There was no warning given. So it would be interesting to hear if an aide was doing it at the direction of somebody or if something was just getting moved around and then it was coincidental that the FBI showed up. I don't know. But according to his legal team,
just
the
coincidence.
Well, I mean, they said that they didn't know they were coming. Now, maybe they did. Who knows?
No cakes were baked or anything? Nothing.
Well, I don't know. They didn't have any streamers or balloons up. I know the reason I know this is that I talked to one of his lawyers who was like off at a grocery store. I don't know. She had to like go screaming over there to try to get there to ask if they even had a warrant because they didn't even present that to security.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Meanwhile, speaking of wonderful, the Biden administration, listen to this, is going to offer 24,000 Venezuelans a legal path to citizenship in the U.S.
How about that?
Those were the people who were caught, most of them crossing illegally. There is, so well, why the Venezuelans, I guess.
And get this, you want a little interesting twist on this one?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, the Trump Remain in Mexico policy, which was happening during COVID, where people who were seeking asylum waited in Mexico until their court date, which was working great. And then the Biden administration ended it because, you know, it was Trump. It had stink on it. And so when they ended that policy, that led to, like, this onslaught of people just coming into the country. Well, apparently now these Venezuelans who are seeking asylum are going to have to remain in Mexico until they're hearing.
Hey.
You can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy.
All right, speaking of making things up, the two fellows who are running in Pennsylvania, Fetterman and Oz, are at each other. Fetterman has had a stroke, and he's recovering from it. And he appears to be having trouble understanding conversations.
Yeah, and everybody knows he's having trouble. So instead of just acknowledging it and saying, here's what I'm dealing with, maybe I need to step aside and get healthy. Nope, they double down and go, I'm fine, I'm perfectly capable. He won't have debates with Dr.
No, he's not.
Now he's finally not. It's sad, believe me. Look, I don't say this with like vitriol because my grandmother had a stroke and it is horrific. It's one of the hardest things
my father died of a stroke.
It's awful. But you need to get the treatment so that you can actually get your brain back up to speed again. And by throwing yourself into a campaign like this, he's not helping anybody. And so what's happening is that they're just trying to lie to people and say that he's perfectly capable. Finally, a reporter for I think it was MSNBC, and even Savannah Guthrie at NBC News says, wait a second here. We need to be honest. Apparently, they have to write down and hold up what they're saying. It's like subtitles so that he can understand what's going on. It's really awful, and I'm really sorry for him and his family. But he
doesn't belong in the Senate. That's not
right
representation.
Now.
Nope. All right, speaking of who belongs where, I see that 14 members of Senate candidate Alan Lexalt's family have sent a letter to the news media endorsing his opponent.
That's nice.
Did you see this?
I did not.
No. Nevada Republican Senate candidate Adam Lexalt, 14 members of his family sent the letter to the senator who's in the seat at the moment, Catherine, is it Masto? Masto. What's she like? Is she good, bad?
I don't know. You know, you don't hear much about her. She's a Democrat. Laxalt is a Republican. And so I think it's kind of funny because no one was paying attention to the seat. And all of a sudden, the polls started tightening. And all of a sudden, Adam Laxalt was seen as a serious challenger. And now Trump's been there to rally for him. There's a lot of money pouring into the state. Like, there's blood in the water. And so Republicans are, like, swarming in there trying to get this. Because that would be a huge flip for control in the Senate. And it's interesting that his family is coming out now. Saying, not so fast.
All right, Sandy Hook families, I got three different versions of this story here about Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Who now is going to be responsible for paying $1 billion, Or actually, it's 900 to be accurate.
He's not going to be able to pay that, is he?
Of course not. He's made a lot of money. He hasn't got that much money.
Well, he's made a lot of money, but I think he's also hidden a lot of his money. Like, I think
of course he is.
You know, he's put it in weird corporations and given it to family and that kind of stuff.
But Bitcoin. Anyway, he's really been nailed. This whole Sandy Hook massacre thing, the families were awarded by the judge $965 million. Eight families.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it? Well, I guess it depends on whether you're asking me what do I think about Alex Jones as a talk show host.
No, I'm just talking about the decision, because I have no use for Alex Jones. I think what he said was horrific. But
yeah,
I also am a big proponent of free speech, and I don't know if this sets the right precedent, where when someone says, and I'll use air quotes here, the wrong thing, they get charged $1 billion for it. I feel terrible. It's awful because of the sensitive nature of what this is all about.
Yeah.
But it's also a free speech issue, and... I don't know. This one's a rough one for me because I want to stand
this is
against
a civil,
him,
but see, this is,
and it's
you
civil.
Have a, the
You're
right to sue people for, if I said, Jennifer Horn, you're a slut, you could sue me and maybe win something because
unfortunately, they'd be like, oh, well. Just kidding, Mom. It's just a joke.
It is just a joke. But it's an example of how crazy, so you could sue me and get whatever, good luck getting whatever you can get out of me. But you could actually take control of this program, Jennifer. That'd be the way for you to do it. Sue me.
Really, I've been trying to work on something like that, a hostile takeover for such a long time.
Exactly. All right, well, there it is. Food for thought. The families are not going to get it, but there's a message here.
Can we get the singers back? Jennifer Horn is good day.
Right. 48 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Time for us now to ask some questions of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and women, more and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair. Why is that? What, because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or a woman? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a not overdo it, but with a with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoos, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause...
Yes.
Yeah. So
talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. It's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although that's not bad for you, probably, is it?
Baby shampoo? Well, it can dry you out.
Dry you out.
It's great for babies, but for some people, it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here answering your questions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.